Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I think it's safe to say when you're about to purchase a home that the current homeowner that's trying to sell this house is not going to say to you, hey, just want to let you know the house is haunted before you buy it. Keep that one to themselves, right? And I think legally, they don't have to volunteer anything unless you ask.
Do they have to disclose that somebody died in the house?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think only if you ask.
So if you are looking at homes, you can have a list and be like, every single home you walk into, be like, is this home haunted? Did anybody die in this house? So if you ask, then you have to get, because I grew up in a house that somebody died in. I didn't realize it until later.
I wouldn't even know. And I want to know.
Did you feel anything ever?
No, never
looking
did.
Back, no.
I mean, we had like, and I think it was like a mass print, so I don't know how many people had this hanging up in their home, but it was like this little boy blue in a blue suit or whatever, and that picture was hanging in the room where the person had died in the house, and you felt like it was just one of those paintings where, like, no matter where you moved in the room, the eyes, like, were staring at you. I hated that damn thing. Like, hated it. But I don't think it had anything to do with the person that died in the house.
So Mandy here called us, and she said she's moved into this home, and there's some weird things happening in the house now, and she wanted us to reach out to the former owner and say, hey, was this stuff happening when you owned the house also? Like, the dog has been staring off into space. She's been hearing, like, creaking in the floors, doors opening and closing. What else am I missing?
Just being overall spooky.
Spooky. She can feel
the presence. Yeah.
She can't see it, but she can feel it. What are you showing us?
Little boy blue.
Okay.
that looks creepy.
For real. Uh-huh. Oh yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah,
that belongs next to a haunted doll collection.
Yeah, probably had a couple of those too.
All right, Mandy, so you wanted answers. By the way, why didn't you just reach out to the owner of the house, and why did you have us do it?
I don't know. I just felt a little weird about reaching out. Because my husband already thinks that my mind is just playing tricks, and I didn't know the previous owners, and I don't know. I just was afraid to contact them.
Okay. Either way. So Tommy, our show director, did just that. Tommy, you want to take it from here?
Yeah, I reached out, but I wasn't 100% truthful. I told them that we were doing a segment on haunted houses, and I didn't say exactly who this was for.
I like your tactic. And this is a 100-year-old house, so it's perfectly plausible to reach out to them.
They're going
to
find out now because their reply was, hey, Tommy, I love your show. So, hey.
Dang it.
They said, I'm actually a bit in shock to even get this email. It's so funny that you're asking about our old house. We were just talking about it and how much we miss it. It was no secret to our friends and family that we love that house despite some of the weird occurrences. So I'm not surprised that someone suggested you contact us. I'd love to know who, just out of curiosity. It was Mandy. Without boring you too much, let me take you on a bit of a journey through the house's history as well as our time there. The house, as you might already know, was built in the late 19th century, 1894 to be exact.
Oh, wow.
It has been home to several families over the years, each adding their own layers of history and charm to the property. The architecture still holds traces of the Victorian era, which lends to an old world charm that we always loved. During our time in the house, there were indeed some occurrences that might be described as peculiar. There were instances where we'd hear soft footsteps or what sounded like a muffled conversation from the next room when no one else was home. I can't count how many times we misplaced our keys or other small items, only to find them in the most unusual places. On occasion, we'd catch fleeting movements from the corner of our eyes, like someone just passing by. And on particularly cold nights, certain rooms would have an unexplainable chill, despite the heating being on. Our dog would sometimes growl at seemingly empty corners at something we couldn't see. And despite these odd occurrences, we never felt threatened or unsafe. We came to view these as characteristics of an old house. We'd often joke about our friendly ghost giving it credit for any odd occurrence. It was a part of living in a house that held centuries of stories within its walls. But one thing we did notice was that whenever we respected the house, kept it clean, looked after, and made it feel loved and lived in, these occurrences seemed to lessen. We often attributed this to the spirit of the house being content with its care. So, I don't know if our old home is haunted or not, but we sure did love it.
So you've got some spirits in there that are a little OCD, and they do not like if it's just a little bit messy, Mandy. So they're pretty much telling you exactly what you already knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Are you okay with that?
I'm definitely freaked out, but I'm reassured that nothing crazy happened, and I can tell my husband that I'm not the only one that experienced this. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, we can actually send you this email so you can show your husband, because he's not going to want to believe it. But if you can live with knowing that there are spirits in that house, then it's fine if you keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I'd really appreciate that.
All right, Mandy. Thank you for hitting us up.
Thank you.
See you now.
The Burt Show.